Well, anyway, about a year ago, I thought about that star again, and then it's totally in Seminole, and the words are saying, "Bashful star, where are you? Bashful star, where are you shining your light? Who is enjoying looking at you? Are you on the other side of the world? Who is enjoying looking at you?" It's called Owajik Shimilefaki, or Bashful Star. Owajik Shimilefaku is up. Hantundan Hayan, let's go. Owajik Shimilefaku is up. North of Chihi Jimbo. North of Afanjko Shibo. Owajik Shimilefaku is up. Hantundan Hayan, let's go. Owajik Shimilefaku is up. North of Chihijimbo, North of Afanchko Shibo. Yagnapal Wondan, Hayat Loshitsko. North of Afanchko Shibo. Wajik Shimili Fakote. Andundan Hayat, let's go. Owajik Shimilefaku is up. North of Chihijimbo. North of Afanchko Shibo. Owajik Shimilefaku is up. Handumdun Hayad, let's go. Wajik Shimilefaku is up. North of Chihijimbo. North of Afanchko Shibo. Venus. I was born over in Fort Lauderdale in between a town called Dania and Fort Lauderdale. There's a river called Dania Cutoff Canal. There used to be a zoo there, and I was born there. Isn't that something? when I tell people there, they do just what you said. I guess I couldn't help being born there, but it was. What makes it even funnier is it was a chimpanzee farm. Makes it even better. I guess that's why I'm so bowly. I'm not sure. But anyway, I was born in a tourist attraction, and I loved every minute of it. I remember this one gorilla that was there. He and I were, you know, two King Kongs, I guess. I'd share him my banana, and he'd cut me a piece of his, and I didn't think too much of it. But what later in Taylor, we moved off into the Everglades, into the sawgrass country, or Ashawayogi, which they mean is a cypress country. But on the way to the cypress country, you would find a terrain that's open territory. And out in the open territory, or the river of grass, sometimes people call it, is sawgrass that grows out there. I tell you, sawgrass is one of the most miserable things that you can ever walk through. I don't care how macho or how big gorilla you are. And but still, every year, I'll still go out there and jump into those sawgrass. And this next song talks about my love for the Everglades, and it is about the sawgrass and the Everglades. And in Indian, it says, out in the open prairie country is where the sawgrass grows. When it rains, its flowers get red. That's when I want to be out there. So that's what it says in Seminole. Here's where it goes. Gandan pai kushlut ithiwa Okid hayoka kogan Impakala kitishtiwa Mama kogan kenyik sabano mi Pai kushle yogika Mondan kenyik sabano mi Pai kushle ithika Samayo pizza tsumo I close my eyes.
as I see you. I open my eyes, you're everywhere. The beauty of your domain brings the summers and the rain. Sawgrass flower, you're teasing me again. I've known you for some time. What you've done to me is a crime. You took my love, you stole my heart. All I do is think of you. Sawgrass flower, you're beautiful. Something about you irresistible. You make me so miserable. But sawgrass flower, I'm in love with you. Walks through the Everglades, the redness in your hair. I've heard your voice in the wind saying, couldn't we be just friends? Sawgrass flower, you're beautiful. Something about you irresistible. You make me so miserable. But sawgrass flower, I'm in love with you. Kahayadli yogandan pahi koshlut idiwa okera yoga kogan empakal kitish jiwa mama kogan ken yitsaban o me mama kogan ken yitsaban o me mama kogan ken yitsaban o me.
Sawgrass flower. All right, all the little boys and girls and all your big boys and girls. Every year I come by here, and it's once a year, and there's 365 days or something like that in a year, and we tried it last time, so I'm going to do it again with you. And by the 20th year, we'll probably have it all down pat. When I was just a little old fella, you know, my grandmother's, you know, around her arm, what gets me was our armpits, I think. And that's where I stick my nose and pass out, probably. But anyway, the crook of her arm was always my favorite place of comfort. And she sat there and she sang me a song. And for some reason, somebody rubbing my hair, I don't care what it is, even that gorilla, I'd probably fall asleep. And she'd do that, and it feels good. But she used to hum this little song. So boys and girls, if you're out there, listen to me now. And I'm going to try to say it very slow and let you catch on it, and here's the way it says. What she was teaching me in this particular song was how to count. I never realized until I was about 30-some-odd years old, and a late bloomer, I guess. But anyway, this is the way it goes. So boys and girls, listen up. All we're going to do is count to 10. In the regular way of counting, they go thamen, tuglen, tuchinen, shitagen, chakiben, ipagen, kulapagen, usnapagen, tusnapagen, pokolen. It's the first sounds of the sing song, and the way she used to teach me was Famihin Tuglihin Tuchichin Shatata Chakipan Ipapa Na Yonsh Kole Yonsh Iewonsh Hapuk. Thamihin, Tuglihin, Tuchichin, Shatata, Chakipun, Epapa, Nayonsh, Koleyonsh, Iawonsh, Hapuk. And the way she would actually sing it would go, Thamihin, Tuglihin, Tuchichin, Shatata, Chakipun, Epapa, Nayonsh, Koleyonsh, Iawonsh, Hapuk. After several times, boy, you'd get a little dizzy and pass out. Now, but then, once I got to learn how to say that, then what we do is tease our own kids. So next time, we will try to say it this fast. Go, Thamihin, Tuglihin, Tatatin, Shatata, Chakipun, Nipapa, Nayons, Kulayons, Yewons, Hapok. Okay? All right, next year, same time, same station. There's another song that I wrote, and it's about a little boy. I don't know, it could be about any one of us here, but it really hit home with me watching this little Indian boy who's little chunky little boy, and his pants was hanging, you know, just below the heart line, you know. And his pants were all rolled up, and He's a neat-looking little boy, a little round face. What you think of an Indian supposed to look like, a little fatso or something. And he had this fishing pole in his hand, and I stopped by and said, "Hey, how you doing there?" He said, "Not so good." I said, "What's the matter?" "I lost him." I said, "What did you lose?" "It's a big one." I said, "You mean a big fish?" "Yeah." I said, "Well, it's too bad." He said, "But I'll get him." So I went back to my camp over in Big Cypress and started thinking about some tuna or something. I'm always at my campfire one way or the other, and thought about this tuna, "Try and Try Again." And that's the title of it. Here's the way it goes. Little boy walking with his breeches rolled up and a cane pole in his hand. You know he's mad, but he's not sad, 'cause he lost that big one today. A day will come when he catches that one that somehow got away. He knows by now you never quit, you try and try again. And the world moves on as it turns, it never stops for anyone. You've got to learn how to crawl before you walk, then you run. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. Little boy grows to be a man, the challenge is at hand. The going gets tough, life is rough, and he doesn't understand. The world he knew as a boy was never quite this way. Reality he faces now so cold and very cruel. And the world moves on as it turns, it never stops for anyone. You've got to learn how to crawl before you walk, then you run. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. The years goes by, he wonders why his luck seems to change, and there's no one to lend a hand when he's down in the drain. But isn't it strange how these things work out in the end, and all he's got to do is have faith and believe in himself again. And the world moves on as it turns, it never stops for anyone. You've got to learn how to crawl before you walk, then you run. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. The years goes by, he wonders why his luck seems to change. Now the young man dreams of saving it all and how it's going to be. But troubled times has ruined his life, somehow he can't see. But in the dark, there's a light and he finally sees his way. Then he recalls, you never quit, you try and try again. And the world moves on as it turns, it never stops for anyone. You've got to learn how to crawl before you walk, then you run. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. Remember all those little things that you learn while you're young. Who's that, Wesley? I guess in the last, one more, geez, I was just having fun too. Within the last year, or a couple of years, I've gotten into my own language and trying to see if I can put it to music a little bit. And what's been happening is that I've been trying to send these music across the United States and also over to Europe and Japan, China, and the Philippines, or what you call the Mongolian race area, to see where my language is at. And so around Japan somewhere, we've been trying to see what chi means and all that. And in our language, like chi ni would mean me or or you. Ochini would be you. Ani would be me. So this next song, I just put that together just recently. So if I kind of goof up on the old English part, it's because I haven't really got my brain stuck on it yet. But this is the way it goes, and it's called Chini. It means you. And actually how it started was at my camp in Big Cypress, there's a turtle shell. We chased the guy out now. I didn't eat him. And I like that. But we did take his home. And we hung it up on at the cook hut. And every year, it seems like after it was up there, this little bird called Carolina Wren. In our language, we call it Pilikiti. And this female would come up there and put her eggs in it, and babies would grow, and they'd learn how to fly and disappear. But this year, or last year, no bird ever returned. So I wonder, what the heck? And I kind of missed that, seeing that little bird, although it just that one time we ever see it, came on. But it did return, and with that reason, it's good to see that bird around. It's like that old tree out there. It's nice to see it, but someday somebody will cut that timber down and kind of put a void there. So this is called Chene, and here's the way it goes. Hey, it's Kenji Hijoga, ahi toto me. Hey, it's Kenji Hijoga, ha shon bo shon me. Hey, ye lup kasko wa. Chene to mitka, a fanch kushlika. Chene to mitka, ha young kushlika. Chene, chene to mitka. Just seeing you around make me feel all right. Seeing you around make my day so bright. I want you always around. It's because of you I'm happy to say. It's because of you there's a smile on my face. It's you. It's because of you. Hey, it's Kenji Hijoga, he told me. Hey, it's Kenji Hijoga, I show both of me. Hey, you look, God's go wild. Jinito Mitska, I find Gorslika. Jinito Mitska, a young Gorslika. Jinito Mitska. Thank you very much.
Chief James Billy of the Seminole Tribe. Let's have another round of applause for the chief. Quite a guy. We've got a real treat for you next. We've got some Irish music presented by some of the best in the business, and we have some step dancing. But to tell you a little bit more about this and to give you some of the background behind the step dancers themselves and how they got there, I'm going to bring out a member of the staff here at the Florida Folklife Bureau, a fellow by the name of Peter Rowler. He's a fine musician. On his own, and he's a heck of a good guy. He's going to talk to you a little bit about the step dancers. So, Peter, come on out here.
Good evening, everybody. You having a good time tonight? It stopped raining, didn't it? All right. We're fortunate to have in Florida many different people and many different great musicians, and one of whom you may not know, but we have perhaps the greatest young Irish fiddler perhaps in the world, and he lives in Florida, and he's coming out next. His name is James Kelly. James grew up in Dublin. His father is a fiddler, John Kelly, and he was instrumental in forming the band The Chieftains. You may have heard of them. So James grew up hearing the greatest traditional Irish music, and he is married to someone from Miami Springs. So he lives in Florida, and he has for a number of years. And he's going to come out and play some traditional Irish fiddle and dance music and some beautiful slow airs. He's going to be accompanied by Mick Maloney, a member of our Folklife Council. You may wonder if folklorists do anything else. Some of them do many things, and Mick is a fine Irish musician. He plays both guitar and tenor banjo. He's from County Clare, where James's father is from, so they have this unspoken ability to play together, even though they only meet up at folk festivals like this ever so often. And even though they can play perfectly in time together. And after they play a few tunes, we're going to have some Irish step dancers come out. And this is going to be Kathleen Rondeau and her Gaelic dance troupe from Fort Pierce. She was a master artist in our apprenticeship program. And she has some young elementary school girls who have learned Irish step dancing. So let's bring on James Kelly and Mick Maloney.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Are you listening? The other four members of our group couldn't make it this evening. Briefly to tell you before we start, I would like to especially thank Tina Bukovalis from the Historical Museum of South Florida and all the people up here from the Florida Folklife Program for having me back here, because this is my second year up in White Springs, and I just wanted to thank them all. I can't hear anything up here. Can
you? Bit more monitors.
Well, the big question is, do you want to hear me?
More monitors.
And also very special thanks to Mick Maloney. We didn't meet till today, and we haven't met for almost a year, so I want to especially thank him again. So we're going to start off with three reels for you. The first one is called The Crooked Road to Dublin, which is where I'm from myself. The second one is called The Sligo Maid, and the last one is called The Bine Hunt. Thank you. I can't hear any fiddle. I can't hear any fiddle. Please, some more fiddle. Thank you. I was talking a lot today about Turlough O'Carolan, and I'm not going to tell you too much about him. He was a composer who lived in the 1600s, the late 1600s in Ireland. He was born in a county called County Meath, and he was one of the very lucky few who was able to make a living through playing music. And he would go around the country and stay with the aristocracy, the Irish and the English aristocracy, and he used to compose tunes in honour of these very nice people who would look after him and make sure he was well fed and that he never went thirsty. So we're going to play one of those pieces of music which he composed called O'Carolan's Concerto. I'd like to dedicate it to Mick Maloney here because he asked me to play it today. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Well, we better keep going as fast as we can because there's not an awful lot of time left, I'm afraid. We're going to play you now two jigs. We'll try and cover the most common Irish dance tunes that you would hear today, which are mostly the jig reel hornpipe, although we've thrown in O'Carolan. And I'd like to play you two jigs next, which are called Old Man Dillon, and the second one is called Kitty's... It's either Kitty's Wedding or Kitty's Rambles, and I think it's Kitty's Rambles.